The word today is church. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Before he ascended to heaven, Christ told his disciples to take the message of salvation to all the world. He also told them to wait for the Holy Spirit to lead them and encourage them. Then, on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and the church was started. Hear from our archives to explain how we are to be messengers for Christ is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Church.
If I were to ask you how many people there are in the world today, I imagine we'd get a variety of answers. I think a lot of people would think maybe it's 4 or 5 billion people. Well, I'll tell you, going back in the history of the world, there are just an amazing number of things that have happened to increase the population of the world. It's expanding greatly. As a matter of fact, in the year 1 AD, there were 200 million people. Not billion, but million. 200 million. It took 1,800 years in order for the world to reach its second billion. So just think of that. Then the next step, to reach 2 billion, took 130 years to reach 2 billion people. It took only 30 years to reach 3 billion. And then only 15 more years to reach 4 billion. And in 1987, which was only another 13 years, we reached 5 billion people. Now, in the next 11 years, in 1999, we reached 6 billion people. Now, I think this is going to shock a lot of people when I report to you that in 2012, we had 7 billion people on Earth. 7 billion people. Now, of those 7 billion, only 2 billion claim to be Christians. Now, just think of this. There are over 5 billion people on the earth today that do not know Jesus as their personal Savior. Wow. Man, do we have work to do. We need to get going as a Christian church. If there are 2 billion Christians, and those 2 billion people need to reach 5 billion people, just think of what a job that is, although it's quite possible, obviously. God doesn't ask us to do something that's impossible. In fact, He creates all kinds of tools for us to use. I'm convinced that's why satellite systems have been created, so that we can spread the word of God. Just think of that. And if 2 billion people were each to pick one or two of their unbelieving friends and bring them to Christ, let's say in 6 months' time, talking to them, trying to show them how much God loves them, getting them into the Holy Bible and so on, let's say that 2 billion people won somebody for Christ in 6 months. Do you realize if they then again would all 4 billion of them reach somebody that we would have reached the entire world in less than a year? Now just think of that. Yet, is it getting done? No, it's not. No, it's not. We're not keeping up with the speed of the increasing population of the world. This is kind of annoying to me and kind of maddening to me, because I like to think of the fact that God wants everyone to be saved. He's made it very clear in His Word that He wants everyone to be saved. He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that every human being God loves every one of us, could be saved. So it's a matter of reaching these people with the news, letting them know. I believe we could imagine that God may have chosen some other way to communicate the gospel. Maybe there would have been a way that angels could have done this. You know, I just want to think out loud here a little bit, because supposing God would have said, I'll pick a day or maybe 2 days every year when I will send my angelic angels, millions of them, into the heavens all over the world. Let's just say that everywhere in the world on a certain day, God would open the heavens, and I'm talking about all around the world, not just top and bottom here, I mean everywhere, that mankind would look up in the air and see an angelic chorus. Maybe they'd sing a hymn first. You know, the angelic chorus must really be something to hear. Here on earth, the shepherds heard that chorus of angels at the birth of Christ. You remember when they were informed that a Savior had been born while they were tending their flocks out in the desert, or whatever you want to call that, out in the plains. It wasn't total desert because the sheep could graze there. And then there was a message. Now, supposing God would, in a booming voice on that day, announce, today I'm giving you the chance to repent and to become my child. Believe in my son, Jesus, and you will be saved. He died for you. Let's say he would just make a brief statement like that, and anyone that accepted and turned to God and repented would be saved. Wouldn't that be phenomenal? Wouldn't that be amazing? I was thinking some years ago about this, and I was realizing that we as human beings are so lazy, maybe is a word. That's probably not the right word to use, but we're so impatient. We are so unreliable, uncommitted. It troubles me. Now, supposing God, who created all things, would have decided to send the message about Jesus some other way, maybe not in written form, maybe not in spoken form, maybe supposing God, who created dogs, would have said, I'm going to use the dogs that I have created to bark the gospel. Of course God could do that. God can do anything he wants to do. Supposing God decided that he would have dogs bark the gospel. Maybe in a city like we live here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, maybe every 4 or 5 blocks on the street corner, there would be a spot, and God would say now to a certain dog, now this is your spot. Maybe once a week, maybe once a month, you come here and you bark the gospel so that anyone around here that comes to hear you barking will hear about my son Jesus and will know that they can be saved if they believe in him. Now, supposing God did that, I think dogs would have been faithful and reliable. You know, there's something about dogs. They are very, very reliable, aren't they? I believe you could even imagine that if a dog had that discipline and that commitment, that even if they were hit by a truck and had a broken leg, I can imagine that dog dragging itself to that street corner and barking the gospel. I think they would be faithful. I think they would be far more committed than we as human beings are. And yet, God didn't want to use dogs. He didn't want to use angels. He wanted to use us. Now, just imagine that. God chose to use us, human beings. Those that he had brought into his kingdom, those that he had converted, those that he had sent his Holy Spirit upon and brought them into the kingdom of God, he wanted to use us. Well, I am concerned that so many people who call themselves Christian are afraid to talk about Christ to others. Sometimes you'll even hear people say, you know, I can't talk to my grown children about Jesus because they get upset. They think that I'm pestering them and annoying them, and they don't like being talked to like that. I had one older child in his 20s tell me once, I don't like being talked to. Well, my goodness, how are we going to reach those people if we don't talk to them? And they don't like being talked to. Many of them don't, and they'll start an argument, or they'll say, leave me alone. Who do you think you are? You think you're holier than somebody else? And it's very disturbing. And so I'm trying to get your attention today. If God has called you into his kingdom, he has assigned a task to you to be a representative for him in the world. We are to be his mouthpiece. We are to be his hands, his feet. We are to love one another. We are to show God's love to every human being in need. We are to be a witness. We are to be the messenger to bring the news of salvation. That's what we're here on earth for. Of course, God wants you and me to be saved. Yes, that's his primary purpose. But we've been saved, some of us, for quite a long while. I've been saved ever since I was a little child and baptized into the Christian faith. And now I'm over 80. And I wonder, you know, what you would say as to why is God leaving me still be alive today? It's not so that he will save me. I'm already saved. I would have been saved if I had died 2 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. So what I want you to understand is God has a job for us. We have been commissioned to be his representatives to the world, to serve one another in the name of Christ, and above all, to witness to the whole world. 5 billion people need to hear about Jesus so that they can be saved, so that they can be free of their sins and have eternal life. That's our reason for being here, folks. Let's get at it and do God's will.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.